Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast.
I'm Nick.
I'm Ben.
We are
and
2 weeks
back
in a row.
Again. This is, oh my God, 2 weeks in a row. Wait, can I say that? Can I say God? I don't know.
It's literally our show, dude. We can say whatever we want.
I know. We're trying to keep on top of that with Emma. I think that's why I felt a little weird just then, because we're trying to, like, you know, sort of be like open about, yeah, say whatever you gotta say, but don't take the Lord's name in vain because it offends some people.
And, yeah,
but we kind of don't care, but at the same time we should care because it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah,
that's been a back and forth.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, we try to do the same thing with the girls, is tell them, you know, don't say, oh my God, like saying, oh my gosh. And like, I didn't say it. I'm like, okay, first of all, you're a terrible fucking liar. No, I said, oh my God. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No. I love it when little kids try to lie. It's hilarious because they get that look on their face. The whole body language just changes.
My kids are mostly Sophia are what's the word, liars, pretty much,
right?
Yeah, just a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I didn't say it. It's like, no, you literally just said it and I caught you lying. Now knock it off. We tell the truth. And I think I had, this was a month or so ago. I mean, it was still warm enough for the kids at school to go outside. And
right.
It was before Christmas break. And so I get a call from the school nurse that there had been an incident at school where Sophia got like a cut on her chin. I think it was on her chin. And they're like, mm-hmm. She tripped, okay. Falling, like walking inside and hit her face on like the playground equipment. She's fine. She's kind of a little bit out of sorts. It's like, okay. And so she's supposed to have ballet that night. So, you know, I pick her up, you know, get her ready. And she didn't really want to go. And so I'm asking her, you know, what happened? And she said, there's a boy who doesn't like me. And what did she say? I forget exactly what she said. He called her. She's like, he called me a name and then he pushed me. And that's how it hit my face. Mm-hmm. And so I was pissed. I'm like, you know, I think I was texting you about this while sitting in ballet.
Yeah, I remember this vaguely.
And so I'm pissed and I'm like relaying it to Sarah what happened. And I'm like, how would a teacher not see this? Why is an older kid picking on her? And, you know, that got like, you know, my mind racing and my defense racing where I'm like, I need to talk to these parents because this kid is bullying my kid. I want to beat the shit out of someone.
Right.
I want to need to have a conversation. So, so Sarah relays what happened to the teacher who was not out there when it happened. And it comes back where the teaching assistant said, no, Sophia and another boy, there was no older kids out there. Sophia and another boy just bumped into each other trying to get in line and she fell and hit her face. There was no. And I was like, is this what happened? And she said, yeah. I was like, well, why wouldn't you just tell me that? Because I thought you'd be mad at me for lying. I was like, yeah, but why didn't you just tell me that from the beginning? Like, these are the.
Yeah, don't
I'm
lie.
Like,
don't lie
you
in
didn't
the first
do
place.
Anything to get yourself in trouble. Like, you were trying to get in line. You're trying to do what you were told. You didn't do anything wrong. There's no reason to say that a kid was picking on you and making us go out and talk to a teacher when there's, you know, yeah, there's literally no
when
issue.
There's no issue.
Although she says there is a kid who does pick on her who's older. But it's, you know, that it makes it hard to believe. I'm like, if you tell me something that's not true like that, how am I going to believe, you know, when something is happening, when I know you're just, you've been known to make stuff up for whatever reason.
And it especially could put a dent in it that, you know, maybe the kid that bumped into her was the kid that, you know, bullies her every once in a while. And it just so happened that he was the one that bumped into her, you know? But now if she tries to make a case against that kid, you know, it's a little hazy.
Yeah, so it's just... Yeah, it's you know, the line, it just, it, and I'm like, you're too little to be starting this, you know, and I'm trying to think back to, you know, my time when I was a kid, and I'm like, okay, when did I start lying about shit? Like middle school.
Right.
Like, when did I hide my progress reports because I didn't do a project? When did I start forging signatures? Like seventh grade? Sixth, seventh grade, and I'm like, you're.
When did I start forging signatures?
And I got in a lot of shit because I got caught by two teachers for it.
That brings back a lot of memories.
The one teacher caught me and called me out on it, and then the other one was like, "It didn't look anything like your parents' signature, but I didn't want to say anything because you're a good kid." And I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt. And I was like, thanks, Mr. McCauley. Oh, that makes me feel worse.
Yeah.
So it's like I got taken to my aunt and uncle's house and had to like sit and talk to my cousin who had gotten in trouble for forging signatures when he was little. So I'm like, ugh. God. So that's sixth grade. She's in first grade. I'm like, you got 5 years to work up to that. You know, don't start so early.
Yeah. Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
So, I can't wait for that sort of shit. Because I'm just going to, you know, they're going to call me into the office or whatever because she did something sketchy. And I'm going to go in there and I have this playing out in my mind where, you know, it's the principal's office and she's sitting there looking all guilty and the principal's sitting there looking all official. And he's just going to lay out the whole thing for me. And then I'm just going to laugh at the both of them. Just be like, say, hey, Emma, that was a really fucked up thing you did. Don't do that again. And this is why. And we'll talk about it later. And then I'll look at the principal and be like, heh, kids, right? Oh, man. I'm sorry. This reminds me of a story. So my grandfather, my dad's dad, was in the Navy in World War II, and he was an enlisted guy. And so one of the differences in uniform between the enlisted guys, or just the regular seamen, and the officers, is that the officers wore straight cut pants, and all the underlings, let's say, wore bell bottoms. So my dad, who has been an asshole since junior high school, he goes into school and, you know, he's already gotten in trouble for, this is the 60s. So he's already been in trouble for having his hair too long. Or, you know, with him in junior high school, you know, you had to wear a tie. You know, he wouldn't wear ties, that sort of thing. So he gets to high school where there's no uniforms. You can dress, you know, however. And he gets called into the principal's office. And not only is his hair too long, but he's also wearing bell bottoms. And so he calls... The principal calls my grandfather into the office, you know, to come talk to your boy because he's in trouble again, you know. And my grandfather goes in there. He's like, all right, what's going on? Now, my dad didn't realize this at the time, but figured out later that the principal was a Navy officer in World War II. So... So the principal makes this comment to my grandfather. It's like, well, he's walking around here with that hair, which we've discussed. To which my grandfather responded with, look, Does having long hair keep him from getting a good education? No. So, all right, what's next? And the next thing was, well, he's wearing bell bottoms like a degenerate. And my grandfather stood up out of his seat and said, like a degenerate, eh? And just went on this, like, according to my dad, it was like a 25 minute to a half hour rant about how dare you call me and my fellow Navymen degenerates when we saved this country and saved Europe and blah, blah, blah. I just completely shot down the fucking principles. Like, how dare you bring your bullshit into my kid's that life? I don't want my kid to have assholes for teachers or administrators or anything like that. But I sort of hope that she does so that I can have moments.
That makes
like
sense. That definitely makes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. I like correcting people. Maybe that's what I've inherited from my father.
I mean, you got to figure at some point our kids are just going to have, you know, asshole teachers or asshole administrators who just, you know, it's just the way of things. And I appreciate teachers and school administrators. I do. But, you know, I had asshole teachers and I fully expect my kids to have asshole teachers. And, you know, it's not an easy job. I mean, I can barely manage hanging out with two kids without getting pissed off. So I can't imagine like 20 or more.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it may just be one of those things. And I've encountered this before where they're just having a bad day. And it just so happened to be, you know, if I'm the parent, it just so happened to be my kid was the one that pushed that teacher over the edge. So my kid's the one getting in trouble. Yeah. That sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah, you never know. Speaking of which, it's we're starting to run out of time. No, not really. Well, we've only got a few months left to sign her up for elementary school. Which is just weird. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it.
We already did it.
Yeah, I know you guys already did it.
No, I know.
But we haven't.
I'm saying, like, you're trying to wrap your head around it. Like, we saw, we did it, we submitted it, got the acceptance letter. Now I'm like, huh? I don't know if you're ready.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about this. It's pretty much on a day-to-day basis whether or not we feel that she's ready, because there'll be times where it's like, you know, we'll ask her a question and she'll just, I don't know, yell some ridiculous answer at us about ponies. But then, and so I'm thinking to myself, maybe she's not ready to communicate on that level or something. And then she'll walk over to her whiteboard and she'll spell mommy, daddy, pop-up, Emma, you know, and she'll go through all her ABCs. She can count 1 through 20. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, no, maybe she's like, good.
We find out, right. You know, she goes into school and all of a sudden she's doing all this writing, can do her name and all the letters. And we're like, she will literally never do that stuff at home. I don't know. So I get, they're like, yeah, she's fine. She's well on her way. I'm like, okay. I will take your word for it.
I am glad that my loins have produced a good human.
Like, I'm good with that. And the thing, and we've talked about this before, is they're both gonna be the youngest in their class. Like, they're at the very bottom of the age bracket. So, you know, they may be a little bit behind. And, you know, we expect that, I guess. But it's still just, you know, are we doing the right thing? Should we hold them back? And I'm like, selfishly, you know, I'm ready for them both to be in school and to not be shelling out that money anymore. Like, that would be fantastic.
That would be lovely.
Yes. So.
Yeah, we'll see. I think in the overall, we're comfortable with her starting this upcoming year. It's just, you know, it's like, I think we were talking about it a bit in our last episode, you know, just having personally stood there in that school, you know, as a full-size adult and just looking at all the classrooms and stuff like that and being like, huh, this is a big place even for me. I can only imagine how big it looks to my kid, you know, and yeah, that's the other thing too. that sort of keeps getting brought up, which I think is interesting. As far as the kid's physical size, if they're ready to start elementary school, I've had a couple of people both in and out of my family, like, sort of bring that up. You know, some people say, yeah, she's tall for her age, so she'll do great. And some people are like, well, she's still a little small. So, you know, and yeah, like you said, they'll be the youngest of the class. So they might get picked on or something like that. I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm not really. Am I crazy for not thinking about that as a factor?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. She's certainly strong. She punched me on the arm the other day just being playful.
Fucking dude, did I tell you Sophia's got a wicked punch? Like, I don't want a kid to mess with her. I kind of want a kid to mess with her because she could, like, honestly knock him the fuck out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No. Not that we encourage kids to fight or anything that.
If someone's going to mess with her, I am, you know, fully, you know, I have all the confidence in the world that she could stand up for herself. I'm like, I don't know where you learned.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Punch. I'm like, I didn't teach you. I just put my hand up and all of a sudden you're just like hitting it, you know, perfect form. I'm like, you punch better than I do.
Yeah. I mean, she's had a lot of practice on her sister, I would imagine. poor little girl.
No, Maddie, hey, we've talked about this. Maddie is ruthless. She will pull hair and will, you know, attack. She's
Oh, man. She is a... Look, I'm not passing any judgments or anything on that, but that girl is a... just... Not a train wreck. She's just a freight train in general. You know, really pretty when it's standing still, and then if you get it agitated and moving, it just will plow right through you.
yeah. And, you know, she goes from, like, happy to all of a sudden just, like, flip a switch, and I'm like, she's a goddamn sociopath. Like, you know, the switch flips, and they hit that tantrum mode, and you're like, who the fuck are you? Like, I don't understand. I'm like, you gotta put your pants on. I gotta brush your hair. You gotta brush your teeth. Like, why are you trying to murder me when I just want your teeth clean? Like, I'm like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Or, you know.
Oh, the struggle to put on
pants.
I'm
not wearing jeans. Yeah. They're not pretty. And I'm like, you're fucking four, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's great. That's been one of Emma's new things. Like, we'll be wrestling around, you know, doing tickles and stuff like that. And it used to be, I'll be like, I'm going to eat your toes. And she would just giggle and, like, pull her foot away and, you know, start hitting me and stuff like that. But now it's, oh, I'm going to eat your toes. If he just starts screaming at me, like almost half crying. She'll be like, no, don't. They're pretty. Don't eat them. She'll start pretend crying, but at this point, it's completely impossible to tell if it's real crying or not. Ay, ay. Speaking of crying, I saw a video posted by Charlie Capin. Was this yesterday?
Day before yesterday, yesterday I believe.
Day before yesterday. Right. Charlie Capin, for those listeners who don't know, which you should, Charlie Capin has been one half of howtobeadad.com, which has been a very influential website, not only in our lives as parent content creators, I guess is the terminology I use. But yeah, they've had a pretty strong foothold in the online parenting community as a whole.
They've kind of been they've been the benchmark for really any of us who have gotten into it.
Yeah, yeah, and not only have they been a benchmark, and you know, just people to look up to in general, but also. Really awesome friends, just really good dudes who have, you know, they have done really well with their success, but hand in hand with that, have tried to do whatever they can to give success to others as well, or help them with their own success, yeah, which is really awesome. But the duo is splitting up. Charlie Capin is leaving How to Be a Dad. It will continue on, as he said a couple of times, because some people needed verification. But so Andy's going to continue with that. I don't know. I mean, he's always going to be around. It's not like he's just disappearing forever from the internet or anything like that. He's just moving on to other stuff. Makes you wonder how that's gonna.
Yeah, and it kind of spawned a conversation before we started recording about what's our in this iteration of I don't want to call it our business, our partnership and our team for what we do.
Right.
You know, what's our shelf life in the parenting, sphere? Like, we're always going to be parents, but there's at what point do we kind of give up, talking about it, publicly?
Right.
You know, when do we not talk about our kids and what they're going through? You know, obviously we're going to rely on each other throughout our lives for this kind of stuff. But, you know, in the public sphere, when does it stop?
Yeah, we're always going to be parents and we're always going to have stuff to talk about as far as parenting is concerned. But, you know, it's the same aging process as, parent bloggers, especially. There just comes a time where even though there's a lot of stuff that we leave out for privacy reasons, that sort of thing, as our kids become independent little humans, you got to figure that out. You got to figure what's the best course of action, really. When is it time to cut back drastically? We'll put it that way. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be one of those things where it either naturally fades out because, I mean, you and I, even though our goal for each episode is to talk about parenting related stuff, and we do, we tend to have really great conversations about other things at the same time. We'll talk about, movies and
sports
and, just pop culture stuff in general, that sort of thing. So I really think for us it's going to be a natural progression thing where eventually it'll sort of fade out to be more of the other stuff that we talk about and less about parenting. and that would probably change our face a little bit. Yeah, definitely would.
So, you know. It's interesting because, a lot of... I like talking to, like outside of us, like people who like just discover the show, you know, and kind of getting their feedback. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, like someone asked me, you know, oh, what's your show about? And I'm like, well, if you want to listen, the best intro to us, like to really understand our dynamic and where we came from to where we are now, I send them our live episode from the Philly Podcast Festival. Because,
I mean, that was one of our more recent ones,
and it's honestly, it may be my favorite episode that we've done because it was just such a different experience. But we talk about how we were born, basically, and go through our progression to where we are now, and the feedback that I get, it's like, you guys have a great back and forth, your rapport is awesome, your format, like that kind of thing. And that's, that's something I want to keep alive regardless of what our topics are, So that's
right.
Same and here. I know this, this is really something that, is better that we talk about this privately, which we did, but it's still an interesting conversation in general to have. So for all you concerned listeners, we're not going anywhere. Like, we will have this nowhere. Dumb, shitty format where we just talk about whatever the hell we want to. But, topics will change.
We will still just be two regular dudes talking about our kids and, it's regular dude stuff.
Exactly. Which, it's fun. Like, we can talk all about, home ownership and how much it sucks when you're like, oh, wait, what do I got to buy? Wait, I'm sorry, house has an acre of land and all I have is a fucking push mower. Where can I get the cheapest riding mower I can possibly find?
Oh man.
To, to ride around. Which honestly, the cost aside, I'm kind of looking forward to that.
That'll be great. The day that you bring home a brand spanking new riding mower is gonna be fantastic.
Yeah.
It's getting
like,
there.
Oh, well, I just bought a house, so currently my credit's like, because of the hit that it always takes, when you add that much debt to your life.
And like for us, we've had some of these, we've had some plumbing issues. We have a buildup of, long story short, we have a buildup of wipes from the previous owner, let's put it that way, and the trap in our sewer system. So when it gets like super, super cold, that stuff all solidifies, and then we have water backing up into the basement every time we, flush the toilet or anything like that. So we found this guy. He's local. He's a local plumber. He's awesome. He comes out, and he just shoots like a water jet thing down to the thing. He clears the blockage. And everything's good for another like year, basically, or 6 months or however long it lasts. It's $100 every time he comes out, which, all things considered isn't bad. But so we just had him out yesterday. And now I've realized that he's been out like 7 times since we moved into this house 2 years ago. So that's $700 that we could have spent on a garbage pump and just sucked all that shit out of there in the first place. so it's one of the, you find, you get to know what balance is in home ownership and finances, whether by happenstance or careful consideration.
We're still working on, that balance because we've made a single mortgage payment. So far, and it's just like, okay, well, this sucks. it's like you go through it and you're like, oh yeah. And then you're like, wait, oh yeah, I don't have money. I forgot what that felt like.
That whole money thing.
So it's like, oh, should we get a second job or this or that? And like, for me, I'm just like, okay, we just got to make it you know, it's tight right now. But we have a car paid off come like June. And then we have daycare done forever come like July, August. So I'm like,
right. If we can just make it for this block of time. We just gotta make it
to, you know,
yeah.
Just it 6 months, man. And you know, it's you sacrifice. Yeah, 6 months. You know, you don't buy fancy beer. You know, you rob a bank. Yeah. Either one of those. It's either you sacrifice fancy beer or you rob a bank.
Or you pull a
yeah, like those are
pull a fun with Dick and Jane.
Those are literally the only options.
man. I mean, you could always start a Ponzi scheme or something like that. Or you know what I haven't seen in a while? Pyramid schemes. Those are always really effective, apparently.
Oh, they're very.
I didn't realize very that effective. Before.
Instead of a Ponzi scheme, I was just going to start a Fonzie scheme. Crickets.
Hey. Right.
Yeah.
Hey.
God, that was worse.
Oh, man.
It did. Well, I mean, we're at the end of our allotted time.
Basically, yeah. So there's a lot to think about as far as the future is concerned. You know, we may change our format at some point. Who knows? Because you know, what if by the end of 2018 we're different people?
That's possible.
That sort of thing.
Totally possible. We could be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't know. It's, you know, it's,
Nick,
I mean,
Nick,
I can't imagine that
asshole. I'm done.
Not happening. Yeah.
Well, you know, it all depends.
Yeah.
You fucking dick. Or one of us wins the lottery and then we're just going to do one of these every single day for the rest of our lives.
That would be pretty fun.
Although I did have an idea for the both of us, if I do win the lottery, which is we go to that that college in Cherry Hill,
the
where you learn about
the
like
Connecticut
radio
School of Broadcasting,
producing, and yeah, that one. We'll just both go there, and then we'll just start a radio show together. We'll talk somebody into giving us like a legit radio show. And then
I mean, I would like to point out
our job.
That I did go to college, and I went to college specifically for broadcasting. I mean,
I mean,
go
you
to
went
Westchester.
To Westchester. That's technically a college, I guess.
I went to Millersville.
Where did you go?
To get away from gun clapping.
Oh, wow,
like
okay.
Black Thought from the room. And if you get that reference,
right,
you are my best friend. Because
Black Thought, yeah.
And I've had to have talked about this before. When I was in college, it was either 03 or 04, because I graduated in 04. And it was the year.
I keep forgetting that.
It was the year that the Roots album Phrenology was released. The album that has The Seed 2.0 on it. So there's a song on there called Water. And in that song, Black Thought says, like, he met so-and-so back in, I don't remember what year. And he's like, we went to Millersville to get away from gun clapping. So obviously the Roots are from Philly. Millersville's in Lancaster.
Right.
Out in, you know, Amish country. So that song came out as I'm in college. I'm like, this is the best. So, nice. You know, obviously.
This is my jam.
Me and Black Thought.
Yeah, you with your fucking skinny ass and your fucking afro.
Look,
yeah.
Not going to lie. Yeah, I thought so.
It was pretty solid.
No, I'd love to have
solid.
It back.
Yeah. I'm sure you would, although you'd probably look like Harpo Marx.
Can you grow that back? I'm like, no. I can't. Ever.
No.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Just take some biotin on the regular, you know.
All right. My hair aside, we will catch you guys next week.
Yep.
And it'll be 3 weeks in a row, and then we'll forget about you guys for 4 months. Just kidding.
Yeah, something like that.
Don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook. Maybe we'll start posting again at PB Dadcast, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's where you will find us. And subscribe to us on iTunes.
All the good stuff. And everybody.
A podcast. It's important.
How do I forget about that?
Yeah,
slightly. So everybody be safe, especially if you're facing any inclement weather this upcoming weekend.
Go Eagles.
NFC Championship game is this weekend. I will probably be working. Boo. But if I am working, I'll be working at a bar where there's lots of TVs. So, you know, yay. And I just want to say one thing. One further thing about the Eagles is that if we lose to Minnesota, at least we're losing to Minnesota. Of all the teams we could possibly lose a Super Bowl shot to, I really feel for Case Keenum. I really do. I really feel for that guy.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
Have a great week, everybody. Later.
Later.